السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد معدن الجود والكرم، وآله وبارك وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. All praise be to Allah Almighty, and infinite salutations and blessings upon the best of all creation, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, upon his blessed parents, his blessed family, his blessed children, his blessed wives, and all of his blessed companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala anhum ajma'in. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Day 15 from the blessed month of Ramadan, subhanallah. Half of this blessed month has already passed. Yesterday, we touched upon sending durood o salam upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let us look at what has been said regarding its rewards, regarding the merits of sending durood o salam upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Our Imam, Ala Hazrat Azim al-Barakat, Mujaddid-e-Deen u-Millat, Hazrat Allama Shah Ahmad Raza Khan, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, says, and this is recited and chanted all over the world, Mustafa jaane rahmat pe laakhon salam, Shem'e bazme hidayat pe laakhon salam. Upon Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the soul of mercy, may there be hundreds and thousands of salutations. Upon the lamp of guidance, may there be hundreds and thousands of salutations. Subhanallah. Reciting Durood Sharif is obedience to Allah Almighty. Reciting Durood Sharif is acting upon the command of Allah Almighty. It's acting upon the actions of the innocent angels of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty praises the reciter of Durood Sharif. This act of reciting Durood Salam produces and increases love for the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The reciter will be blessed with the ziyarat of the most beautiful Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The reciter of Durood Sharif attains closeness to the most beloved Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Durood Sharif fills the heart with the love, respect, and adab for the most beloved Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam not only listens but replies to the durood o salam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will intercede for the reciter of durood sharif. The reciter of durood sharif is showered with the mercy and blessings of Allah Almighty. The reciter gains the pleasure of Allah Almighty. The angels seek forgiveness for the reciter from Allah Almighty. The reciter of Durood Sharif will be rewarded as if he has given charity equal to the weight of Mount Uhud. Durood Sharif is the key to success in both worlds. Durood Sharif is the most superior nafli ibadat. Durood Sharif purifies the reciter from imperfections. The reciter will see his abode in Jannah before he leaves this world. The reciter of Durood Sharif will be granted shahada upon his time of death. He will be granted relief at this time. The angels participate in the funeral of the one who constantly recites Durood Sharif. Durood Sharif saves one from the punishment of the grave. It assists in the questions in the grave. The grave becomes vast and wide, and the body is protected from decaying in the grave. The mistakes, the sins are covered by Durood Sharif on the Day of Judgment. The faces of the reciters are illuminated on the Day of Judgment, shining like the full moon. The reciter of Durood Sharif will not only receive his book of deeds in his right hand, but he will be successful in all stages in the hereafter. The recital of Durood Sharif is a true means of salvation. Durood Sharif will aid in crossing the bridge of Sirat swiftly. Durood Sharif will increase the deeds on the Mizan and save one from hellfire. The blessed Shafa'at of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will be granted, his thirst quenched at the blessed Hawd of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The most beautiful, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will grant the reciter of Durood Sharif the blessed honor of shaking his blessed beautiful hands. The Durood Sharif is the beauty, is the decoration of all our gatherings. The reciter of Durood Sharif will be blessed with the honor of rubbing his shoulder with the beautiful shoulder of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. The rank of the reciter of Durood Sharif is elevated. Sins are erased. Hearts are purified. The needs of this world and the hereafter are fulfilled. Durood Sharif provides safety and security. It is a cure to physical and spiritual diseases. Allah Almighty grant us all the tawfiq in this blessed month, especially, and then throughout the year, throughout our lifetimes, until we breathe our last, the tawfiq to recite Durood Salam upon the most beautiful, the most beloved, the most handsome, the best of all creation, the most beautiful, the one who is the mercy towards the whole of mankind, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in abundance. May we be granted the blessed reward of reciting Durood Sharif. May we be included amongst those who are the reciters of Durood Sharif in abundance. May we be blessed with the blessed shafa of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam on the Day of Judgment. Kaabe ke badru duja, tum pe karoron durood. Taiba ke shamsu duha, tum pe karoron durood. Kaam wo le lijiye, tumko jo razi kare. Theek ho naame raza, tum pe karoron durood. Allah Almighty accept our fast. Allah Almighty accept our ibadat. Allah Almighty accept our recital of the Quran al-Kareem, and Allah Almighty accept our istighfar and the recital of Durood Sharif. Kyun raza aaj gali suni hai, uth mere dhoom machane wale, wama alayna illa al-balagul mubeen.